Welcome to the second series of the Reworked podcast, brought to you by diversity consultancy EW Group. I'm Rachel Wilson, and every fortnight I'll be speaking to CEOs, HR leaders, and workplace activists about the steps they are taking to reform and rework organisational culture. This is the fourth in our series of mini-guides to diversity and inclusion topics, which we've called How to Rework. This week, we're focusing on a topic that is often neglected but makes such a huge difference to the impact of your work: inclusive communications. So stand by for some of our top tips. But first, what do I mean by inclusive communications? Company communications can be both internal and external. Generally speaking, communications are the methods you use to talk to your clients and customers, and also to your staff. Some communications will come through official channels like your website, company newsletter, or employee events. Others will be more informal, like emails, team meetings, or your intranet. By making all of these communication channels inclusive, you will speak to and engage with all different demographics, whether inside or outside of the organisation. This means you can get your message across, build rapport, and more effectively promote what you do. Inclusive communications means making sure that what you are saying is relevant to everyone and doesn't exclude particular groups. Of course, there will be times when a campaign is targeted exclusively at a particular group, for example, when you're talking to the Women's Leadership Network. But ultimately, what's important is that your overall communications take account of the diverse nature of your audience. So what about accessible communications? Is that a different thing? Well, if inclusive communications is about ensuring your overall tone, content, and message is going to resonate with all groups, then accessible communications is ensuring that all different groups can access what you are saying. It's about the method by which your message is delivered. To take a real-life example, remote office workers won't necessarily be able to engage in office-based all-staff briefings, but having a video link-up will make them accessible. Or, if you have field workers or tradespeople in your business, they won't necessarily have daily access to a computer or an online device, so a company e-newsletter will potentially exclude them. You will need to find another way to get your message across to this group, perhaps like team briefings. And here's another example, which you may think obvious, but so often gets forgotten. If you produce video communications and don't include subtitles, then any audiences who are deaf will not be able to access them. The Royal National Institute for Deaf People estimates that in the UK there are almost 9 million hearing impaired people. That's a large group of potential customers to miss out on. So where can you start? Well, here's a case study on inclusive communications to get you thinking. We often talk about inclusive recruitment on the Reworked podcast, and you can have a listen to my interview with Mabel Garcia from construction company Ferrovial Agroman for some great insights. And many companies are seeking to open up their recruitment to people who will bring new perspectives and backgrounds to their workforce. So let's look at how your recruitment communications in particular can be made more inclusive. After you've written your job description, the next stage is to advertise the role, and one of the most important channels to do that through is your company website. Here's a checklist to run through which will make this type of communication more inclusive. So number one, formats. Is the job information available in alternative formats like audio and large print for those with visual impairments? Number two, language. Overly complicated language, like sentence structures, dilutes your message and makes comprehension more difficult for some groups, for example, those with dyslexia. So is the language used clear and simple? Are the paragraphs short? Are abbreviations and acronyms expanded at the first occurrence? Number three, design. There are some key principles to follow for your communications to be accessed by those with visual impairments and the screen reading technology that they use. Accessible font should be size 12 points or larger, and it should be in the sans serif family.
Text should be left aligned, and there needs to be enough contrast between background and foreground colours. So white text on a coloured background can be illegible for many people with visual impairments. Last on my list, number 4, images. Take a fresh look at the images you use on your careers page. If you're aiming to attract different groups to apply, then make sure that when they land on your website, they see people like them represented. It sounds simple, and it actually is, but so many companies overlook this step and put people off applying before they've even downloaded the job description. If the images on your career page are mainly of one demographic, and I don't want to make any assumptions here, but let's say, for example, white men in suits, then don't be surprised if those are the people who apply to work for you. These are just some basics to get you started. And for more detailed information, you can just Google Web Content Accessibility Guidelines and you'll find lots of information. If you want to go a step further than that, have a chat to us about user testing your whole online application process. Some systems will be accessible at the outset, but then as candidates progress through the application process, they experience technological barriers that prevent them from applying. So back to inclusive communications, what else can you do? Let's have a look at another practical example, your company's social media presence. Twitter can sometimes become an echo chamber in which we follow and engage with accounts that reinforce our own views and personality. Are you retweeting and getting into conversations with different interest groups? What does your following list look like in terms of diversity? Is there any visual diversity in the images you use to tweet? I hope you're beginning to see that you can apply an inclusive approach to any type of communications, just by asking yourself some key questions. But remember that communication is a two-way street. You need to think about how you get your message across, but also how you listen. This is an important point for everyone, particularly for leaders who are looking to be more inclusive. We spend a lot of time as leaders thinking about our style, being authentic, leading by example, and so on. But one of the true hallmarks of a great leader is how actively they listen to others. So to look at this through an inclusion lens, how do you as a leader make sure you are listening to everyone, not just those who you might naturally gravitate towards or agree with? We can extend this to corporate communications. If you listen to my podcast episode featuring Gary Jackson from the housing and social care provider Mears Group PLC, you'll hear Gary speaking about how Mears changed their communication strategy so that it was driven from the grassroots of the company upwards. They focused on listening to employees, giving them a forum to share their own stories. And this proved really effective for the business and drove up engagement levels. So coming back to my earlier point, this approach meant they were truly representing their employees. Their internal communications resonated naturally because the stories within it were in the employees' own words. Simple, but magical. So sometimes you might just not know which words to use. Where do you go for more information on inclusive communications? Inclusive language use is really important when communicating about diverse groups. Producing communications which include and portray different people requires some careful consideration. There are words to use and words to avoid when writing about anyone. So do your research if you aren't sure, and if you are still struggling to get it right, then talk to the people you are seeking to represent. Get their take on it. Most people will be perfectly happy to give you a steer on what the current norms are, given your intentions are just to get it right rather than to offend. There are some useful resources at the gov.uk site around language when writing about disability, and Advance HE offers guidance on terminology around race and ethnicity. We've linked to both in the episode notes. Making sure your communications proactively include and engage all employees and customers can really transform your brand and culture. I hope this mini guide has been useful. We'd love to continue the conversation with you over on Twitter, so please tweet any questions relating to inclusive communications to us at The EW Group.
I hope this episode gave you some ideas that you can replicate in your own organisation. We'd love it if you could leave a review and also subscribe to Reworked so you don't miss our next episode. Diversity and inclusion at work has never been higher up the agenda. The EW Group team includes learning and development specialists, facilitators, researchers and analysts, all with deep expertise in equality, diversity and inclusion. If you think we can help you rework your own culture, please get in touch.